This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you know you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, unlike the Owls, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So there's only one thing left to say, what's everybody having? Order now on the McDonald's app and you can also get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means you'll get some tasty rewards later on. And between you and me, if you order just before kick-off, you can get it just in time for half-time, but I've not told you that. Only via the app at participating restaurants, 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com. See you later.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And welcome to a Wednesday week podcast, Hello from the Other Side special. My name's Charlie and I am joined by Joe Furs, who is an Ipswich fan, and we are going to be digging into Ipswich's season a little bit, finding out a bit how things have been going for them, and ultimately looking ahead to Sheffield Wednesday Ipswich clash on Saturday. Joe, how are you doing?
Yeah, good. Yep, looking forward to renewing rivalries this season.
Yes, obviously there was a little rivalry from last season. It's so long ago I barely remember how it felt to be at the Heady Heights near the top of the table. Went all right for you guys, you know, not bad last season.
Yeah, no, it's enjoyable. I think from the when we drew with you at Portman Road after that game, we just sort of put the afterburners on and went into a different gear, and we haven't really been knocked out of it since, which has been quite enjoyable for the last, 12 months effectively.
Gosh, yeah, it's come around quick, hasn't it? So obviously, you know, you guys last season to where you are now, has it exceeded your expectations of how you thought things were going to go after promotion?
Yes, in a word. I thought we'd do all right. I thought we'd be up there sort of pushing for one of the sort of playoff positions, maybe trying to get towards that sort of 70, 75 points and maybe be able to get into the top six. But the fact we're already on sort of 78, we're keeping pace with sort of ridiculous sides above us sort of at record-breaking levels is, so I think we've exceeded everyone's expectations by far already just with where we are. But no, I thought we were on the up, but I didn't think we'd be this good at this level this quickly.
Absolutely. I mean, it, you know, League One's a funny league, Championship's a funny league. Like, it's, you know, you only have to look at what we're doing or not doing. And Plymouth as well, obviously, you know, they were well up there with us too. And then, you know, they're having a kind of a slightly lower than middle at the moment. So yeah, I guess it's you mentioned about kind of the rip roaring other teams right at the top. How is it kind of competing against what you might call like the parachute payment teams? How are you finding that as a challenge?
It's incredibly difficult and frustrating because they win every week. So you look at the table, and if you don't win, as happened last week, we obviously lost at Cardiff last week, and you sort of go from there, and you just know that you could be further back than you were this week, where sometimes when you're at the bottom of the league and you win games, but that's not been the case for you guys lately. I know you sort of win games, expect to move up the table and aren't even doing so, but I guess I've got used to this as last season was the same. I sort of looked, Ipswich won, how did Sheffield Wednesday and Plymouth do? Oh yeah, they both won as well. And it feels much the same this season, as everyone's just on for ridiculous points totals, and the sort of 96 points you got to come third last season is probably going to be good enough for third again this season, which is incredible, really, that we've been caught in this race twice, effectively, when probably the highest ever League One sort of third place finish, and it's likely to be the Championship again this year. So, but it's good to be in the mix, though. I can't complain too much.
Yeah, that's it. It's you know, not many teams kind of you know, have the success that they have in League One and then are straight back up there in the mix. And you know, it's not an ordinary Championship table this time, in a way, with sort of the exception of that very, very top, who obviously have kind of skyrocketed. Things are all over the place. And yeah, you mentioned, like, with us, like, we'll win a game, we'll win another game, we'll win four or five on the bounce, but we're still stuck in exactly the same position. But there's nothing more frustrating, I guess, than having to think about what other teams are doing. But you know, you never know. Are you hopeful? Do you think you know you stand a good chance? You know, where you are, or is it just one stretch too far against the multi millions and millions of pounds just above you?
I guess it's just that one game at a time attitude, really, for us at the moment. You look at the games ahead, and sort of every game we can win, and the squad, because it is basically the same squad as last year, and the management team have got the experience of knowing how to have a run into the season. So they've got that experience, which maybe, I know Daniel Farke's got it at Leeds, but maybe the squad doesn't, and at Leicester, the squad doesn't have that experience of getting over the line. And you just hope that that part of us gives us an advantage that closes the gap, that the effectively difference in talent and squad quality and depth and wages and every other metric that points to them, it helps us close that gap. And probably the same way last year when we looked at, everyone just seemed to, oh well, Plymouth are going to drop off soon and it'll be Ipswich, Sheffield Wednesday that will keep going, but Plymouth never dropped off and they kept going, and it's just a hope. It's only, like I say, it's only nine more games we've got to try and go, and if you can win six of them, you're going to be very, very close to it. So it's just trying to make sure you get your wins when you can.
That's it, isn't it? You've you can't help but look what everyone else is doing, but ultimately, like, the most you can do is win your own games and hopefully, you know, keep on a good track. So how was January for you guys? So you mentioned you've pretty much got the same squad. Like, did you swell your coffers at all in the transfer window?
Yeah, I guess the big issue we had is that on I think it was a Boxing Day game, George Hurst, who was sort of our talismanic striker, got injured, and it left us with no real depth in that number nine role. So it was a combination of sort of like Freddie Ladapo, Caden Jackson, Nathan Broadhead, all having goes there. And it just, we had a poor run over the January window where I think we won sort of two games out of nine, but that was sort of Norwich, Leicester twice, Leeds. So it was a really tough run of fixtures, but we just stopped scoring as many goals as we had been. And we brought in Kiefer Moore as a replacement for George Hurst, and he's scored six goals already, and just him being in the team has meant that Nathan Broadhead started scoring again, Connor Chaplin started scoring again, and we've gone from scoring sort of two or three goals a game at the start of the season to scoring zero or one goal a game for a few weeks. Now Kiefer Moore's back in and we're back to scoring two or three goals every week, so he's made a massive difference in just giving us that focal point. And then there was a sort of couple of other signings, Jeremy Sarmiento, Lewis Travis also coming in, and they've all seemed to have done well. And Ali Alhamady, obviously, as well, who's come in effectively as a backup to Kiefer Moore for the last few weeks, has come in and looked really sharp. So we seem to have had a nice window sort of in the long term and the short term. So as happened with January last year, we've managed to sort of do really well in what was a really tough window. So yeah, the squad's in as good a shape as it possibly could be with regards to the sort of constraints of our budget and FFP and that. Because I think we're in a position where we had the cash. If we wanted to spend more money, we could have done, but we just weren't able to because of the rules in place, which is galling when you see the sort of some of the signings. I know Leicester didn't get them over the line. They're trying to sign a £20 million midfielder. We're struggling to get a loan deal done for a striker.
It's another world, isn't it? Like they're playing with with silly money, and you know that they're competing on a level that the other teams can't. But it's an old cliche, isn't it? But you know, like goals win games, and if you haven't got that depth in the squad that are banging them in, then it's so much harder to get those results over the line. So, but it's some of the deals that you hear about going on at the higher end of the table, and you're thinking that's worth more than our entire squad. Like, it's just unbelievable. Like you only have to look at sort of how teams, when they do go up and when they're then competing against like established Premiership teams, the money's on another, it's on another scale, isn't it? It's that they're not trying to get a free transfer over, they're trying to, you know, they're gambling in the big bucks. So it does make it harder for us smaller clubs, as poorer clubs.
We'll get there one day.
We'll get there one day. That's it. I mean, Leicester still, even now, you know, I guess they're still that shining example of a team that did it and then did it for long enough that they kind of got ingrained in that Premier League, business. So
now there's due a points deduction or something. There's talk of not. I don't think this season, but
no,
if they go back up, there'll be something going on there that they're the sort of sustainable side that finished in the top eight three times out of four, won the FA Cup, won the league, been in Europe a few times, have one bad season, get relegated, and then all of a sudden they are just totally screwed, which I guess is what shows the difficulty in competing with the Premier League, is effectively when you try and take that step from a side that's main ambition is just making sure you stay up to trying to push. You just, I don't know, it's just everything's so difficult, isn't it, there?
It is. And I think, like, you know, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. And I think it's, what's interesting is, you know, that points deduction potentially coming in for them, at the end, you know, in next season, which of course is, you know, like, it's not ideal, but I think they'd probably rather be in the Prem shaking off a points deduction than, of course, get a points deduction now at this point.
It would be great if they could lose like 12 points or something now. I'd be very happy with that.
Like, and even, I mean, obviously, I mean, for us languishing down at the bottom, it makes very little difference. But I mean, purely from like a, you know, just from a championship point of view, like how interesting suddenly, like things suddenly, you know, really would open up there. Because I mean, while everyone else has been kind of a bit like a Rubik's Cube, people are shifting and dropping, and so few teams are like exactly where they were at Christmas, whereas like the very top of the table has pretty much not budged. So yeah, you know, it'd be nice maybe if just they fancied shaking things up a bit, maybe just chuck them a cheeky little points deduction, but unfortunately I can't see that happening. It's a real shame.
Yeah, definitely.
So you mentioned about, you know, a recent loss, but I mean, prior to that, results had been going pretty fantastic for you guys. Were you unbeaten in the previous four before that? I think
six. Yeah, we'd won six in a row before that. Yeah, I think we'd sort of come off the poor run, then we'd drawn at the end of it, and then we'd just won sort of six on the bounce, and then we're winning until the 95th minute last week, and managed to lose from that position, which is incredible.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
We all know away days are mint, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. Same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. New in? Order now with the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. For more information, see mcdonalds.com. See you later.
Really frustrating, but it's difficult to be too annoyed, because we've done that to a lot of teams this year. We've generally, when there's been a late goal going in, when there's been pressure going on, when there's been a team that's getting that slice of luck to get over the line, it's generally been us. So you've got to accept the odd one going against. It's only the fifth game we've lost all season, so it is.
I mean, it's pretty incredible, isn't it? Like, and I think it's always hard, isn't it, to look back on like a fantastic streak when you come in fresh off a loss, and every point counts at this point. But would you say that, like, you know, things are going well on the pitch in general? Like, you're liking the football that you're seeing, or, you know, is there anything that's really concerning you? Anything from that loss where you were like, oh my God, that's a massive issue that we're going to have to get rid of that in these last couple of games.
I think defensively we have let in a number of goals this year. We're probably sort of the leakiest team in the top of the table, but away from home our defence is actually generally pretty good. It's at home where we tend to let in more goals, but I think it was just maybe just one game too far. We've had a lot of travelling in the last few weeks. We've been sort of three away games in a row were Swansea, then Plymouth, then Cardiff. So it's just
it's a track.
Back up and down the sort of M4. And it's just, I think there was a bit of illness in the camp that was sort of mentioned. So maybe just being at the very end of the game after a sort of big run of games, sort of getting in that 90th minute, losing your heads a bit. One error compounds another error. And it was very unlike us that last few minutes, because we're normally very, very composed and seeing out games. And I think it's just one you just have to put down as one of those freak results and try and move on, try and bounce back with a win sort of Saturday. And then you go into the international break knowing you've had a sort of 7 wins in 8 going into that and you sort of couldn't really have done any more over that period.
Definitely. Yeah. And I think, you know, momentum is absolutely key, isn't it? And morale. And at this point when it's getting to crunch time and, you know, international break on the horizon, you really want to kind of be whatever kind of energy you've got feeding into that international break. Hopefully it's a positive one. So speaking of Saturday, obviously, it's a big one for both teams. All games are big ones at this point. What are your thoughts? Are you confident going in? I mean, surely looking all the way, squinting all the way down at us from all the way up in third, you must be feeling pretty confident that little old Sheffield Wednesday aren't going to do much business.
I think it's, if you'd have asked me a few weeks ago, then maybe I'd have been more confident, but I sort of have followed it enough to realise that you were dead and buried effectively in sort of November, really. And then since Danny Rawls come in, it's been a real turnaround. And we're not playing the 23rd best team in the league on Saturday, even though you're 23rd in the table. We're probably playing the 9th or 10th best team in the league when you look at results over 6 games, 12 games, 18 games, whichever sort of way you slice it. It's not been a really good side. And to get back from where you were to where you are now is sort of shows a great job. But we've got to go into it with confidence. Ultimately, we are at home. We are a title chasing team and we should be beating you, but I think there's definitely problems that can be caused. We tend to let in a few too many goals at home, and sort of Portman Road is a place to be for excitement, but even when you look at the recent games, the last game was 3-2, the game before that was 4-3, and it's been like that all season. We just letting goals, and that's going to catch us out at some point doing that, and hopefully it's not this weekend it does that. But no, I've been impressed with you since that Huddersfield game. Everything seemed to click, and I watched the game against Leeds on Friday night, and Leeds are probably the best team in the league when you look at how they play. But I thought in the first half it's a pretty even game, and the Ugbo up front seems to be causing everyone problems, and it is it's not a game we're looking at thinking, oh yeah, Sheffield Wednesday coming to town, they're second bottom, we'll just roll them over, because it isn't like that anymore. And even when it was like that, we played Rotherham, who they should be rolled over, and it took a 96th minute winner to beat them. So
it's a crazy league, isn't it? It's a crazy league. I mean, we've sort of said like our most two recent losses being against Leicester and Leeds. You go, well, yeah, on paper, fair enough. And I think the big thing with Leeds, we fell apart after that first goal went in and kind of the dying seconds. I think us being able to hold them to a draw till like the end of that first half, you know, the atmosphere was amazing. And then I think we really did fall apart. But by rights, again, we should have really got battered by both of them. It could have been a cricket score. It almost probably should have been a cricket score if you look at where we're at in the table. So, yeah, I guess that's our confidence. If just probably confidence is probably too strong. Our cautious optimism going into Saturday is maybe we're not 23rd. You know, we're not. We might be on paper, but maybe not in reality. And you mentioned Ugbo. Who should we be looking out for then? Who's going to be your thorn in our side, as it were?
Well, Kiefer Moore is just the big can't miss him, the big 6'6" guy up front that seems to score in most games, and he's a really good player. But yeah, there's a sort of a lot of quality behind him, sort of Nathan Broadhead, Kaplan. But it's the same guys that it was last season. Leif Davis down the left who gets up and down and creates goals, and generally sort of Sam Morsey in the central midfield just runs the show generally most games. He's really, really important to us, and if we don't have him, we really struggle. But yes, it's still the same, the League One All-Stars of Nathan Broadhead, Connor Chaplin, Wes Burns, Leif Davis, the players that got us up last year are the ones who are still doing it for us this year. They've all stepped up. Amari Hutchinson's been excellent. He's a loanee from Chelsea and he's really sort of pushing for a start. I think he was the Championship Player of the Month last month and scored. He didn't score the last game, but the last three games at Portman Road, he scored in the sort of 90th minute in all those games. He's been a player that's really, really pushing. But yeah, no, it is still the same guys as last time.
Brilliant, brilliant. Any you mentioned obviously, you know, like with role and like, yeah, perhaps we are on the up, or at least there's a little bit of magic about it. Can we pull off another ridiculous sort of season end madness like we sort of did last season? But in terms of players, like, is there anyone you kind of, we always end up talking about Bannon. Teams always end up saying, oh, Bannon, yeah, he's the one. But like, you know, is there anyone that you've seen bits of that you think, oh, he's going to be the one to watch?
That's interesting because Marvin Johnson, isn't it? Because he was linked with us in the January window and I think we'd have quite liked to have taken him. But I don't think it worked out. And I guess that was probably all part of the fact that you were still looking dead and buried at that point and it would have taken a ridiculous run to get out of it. But you've had that ridiculous run now, so it was obviously the right thing to keep him. He's a player that gets up and down and has a good delivery on him, which is sort of always important at this level. But yeah, Ugbo seems to be the main threat, because obviously when someone puts the ball into the goal, it's the hardest thing to do, and sort of coming from there, that's the difference between points or not. And is it Gasana, as he seems to be?
Gasana, yeah. He's some great play there. I think we finally seemed to get a bit of an idea of where we were going wrong, which was not getting in the box, not smashing it in the back of the net, and there's little nice bits that are starting to emerge. Hopefully not too late.
I'd like to see Barry Bannon have one of his League One games where he tries to do absolutely everything all game, because I think that sometimes sort of slowed things down and maybe helped him. But he doesn't seem as involved as he was last year. He seems to be sort of taking a more of a normal role in the team, where it'd be nice for him to try and take his sort of put his underpants over the top of his shorts and try and be the hero again this year, because I don't think it suited him at times last year. It was a bit too much. So
that's it. He's I mean, obviously, you know, he's a cult hero, as close as we've perhaps got to one nowadays for those that like a bit of hero worship like me. But I've got to say, like, he's so consistent that you forget how consistent he is when he's not like scoring worldies from like a million yards out. And I think we miss him when he's not in the squad, like the few times he's been, you know, he went off at halftime. Did he go off halftime against Leeds? No, we went off halftime against Plymouth earlier in the week. And it was like, even then, as much as like we were still on top and comfortably on top, there's always that bit where you're like, oh, we've not got Bannon. Where's that magic going to come from in midfield? Oh, God, kind of thing. So I think he probably still poses a bit of a threat. But is he slowing down? Maybe he's slowing down that little bit. I don't know. But he can't run the game forever. And I guess hopefully we've got those players, like you mentioned, like Johnson. Since he was dead and buried and seemed to be completely frozen out, as come back with a vengeance. So hopefully he'll not be looking longingly over at you guys and wishing things could have been different. So score prediction then. What do you reckon?
Well, I'm going to have to go for a win, because where's the fun in football if you don't think you're going to win every game?
Well, exactly. I'll go for
a 3-1 win. Oh,
that's fair. That's fair. 3-1 win. I think my optimistic prediction is that we could maybe get some kind of point. Probably, if we're going to get a point, it's going to be 0-0. Although you did mention kind of you guys conceding at home a bit. So maybe if we were lucky, something like a 1-1. I think more realistically, I think you're going to do us. But hopefully, a bit like we've sort of seen with Leeds and Leicester, it's not going to be an absolute annihilation and decimate our goal difference even more than it already is. But we'll just have to see how last year's Titans of League One go on, back together again for the final clash of the season together. So, fantastic. Well, thank you so much for coming on. It's been fantastic to chat. And is there anything you want to plug? What's going on the old Ipswich side of socials?
Yeah, just the podcast is at Blue Monday ITFC on X, formerly known as Twitter. I have to say that properly. Yes. Don't I think that's the first time I've ever said that properly.
And no one ever says it.
Yeah, BlueMondayITFC.co.uk has our link tree, I think are the technical terms. I'm not normally the one putting the plugs out here. I'm normally listening to the host do it. So I'm having to step onto unnatural ground here and do this. But yeah, there'll be a pre-match show being done Thursday night, which will be live 8 o'clock. So if there's any for Wednesday fans that want to get in the chat on that, that'd be good. And then we'll review the game on Sunday. And hopefully you guys won't want to be coming to bombard that chat because you'll be sitting there licking your wounds afterwards rather than listening to it. But generally, if we have a poorer result, a lot of the opposition's teams fans do pop up in that to come and see what we like to say about them. And we'd like to think we're a pretty fair podcast and well researched and listened to. And it's not just, they've turned up and done this. We know we're going into this game against a good side, but probably on the flip side, this is probably isn't a game that's got a big red circle round on the fixture list saying we need to get something from this game for you guys. There's probably more in the last 8 games where you do that, but no, I think it'll be a really good game. Two really interesting coaches who have sort of learned the hard way coming up from sort of the background in coaching, a number of years service. And
it's the 90th minute. You've got all your mates round. You've got your McNugget share boxes coming down the left wing, ready to go. Your mate's already been booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points back of the net. Le Bosch. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com for more information. See you later.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
I'm sure they'll have some plans for each other. I'm sure after 20 minutes, there'll be a player from one team who sits down on the floor with an injury so that the rest of the team can go and have a team talk to go and pick up onto the little tweaks that they've got in place to try and get things changed there. But no, I'm looking forward to a really interesting game and hopefully 3 points.
There we go. And from the Wednesday week, you can find all our socials, hopefully linked very nicely at the bottom. You can find us on X. It does sound wrong. It's Twitter, but it isn't. It's X. On Facebook, on YouTube, we're on Twitch and we are on TikTok. Come and check out. We've got loads of good bits and bobs going on. And our regular podcast will be back, as always, on Monday. So, looking ahead to Saturday then. So hopefully it will go our way. Hopefully it'll go Joe's, depending on which side of the fence you are when you're watching this. And thank you very much for listening to us. I've been Charlie. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.